What I want to do first is go to the whiteboard and begin giving some background. If you can't see some of the words, I'll call each one out. You can't really understand Colossians unless you understand that there is a particular historical heresy that Paul was dealing with. And because he dealt with this Christological heresy in the first century, we really have information and material that we today can deal with different cults, war religions, and false teachings today. Because there's really nothing new under the sun. The New Age teaching and doctrine is not really new, it's old. It's just come back alive again. And if you really want to have a real understanding of dealing with cults, war religions, then if you understand what Paul dealt with, you'll be able to really have some answers to those you want to help and lead to Christ or bring out of darkness to the light of the gospel. First of all, the heresy had a dualism between God or light and matter. This is earth or mankind or that which is material. That God and matter are opposed. They can never come together. They cannot get along because evil, matter is evil and God is righteous or perfect. So God could not have created the world. So through a level, these are like some say star deities or emanations. Fancy word in some world religions or New Age teaching, avatars, spiritual beings, the planets are really deities that determine our life and our future, and that's not true. Only one holds your future in your hand, and that's Almighty God. If you can sin and obey, you shall eat the fat of the land, no matter what star you were born under and what time of the year. So we don't worship the alignment of the stars. They're not avatars. They're not our spiritual guides. There's only one spiritual guide. His name is Jesus. If you'll follow Him, you'll have life or the light of God. Jesus said, I am the light, the way, and the truth. Not anybody else. He's not one of many. And they would put Christ as one of many spiritual, angelic beings between God and matter. And by the way, there's not eight of these. That's just because the board's only so big. There could have been any number of these mediators between God and man or matter. And the further they got from God, the least divine of all was the last one closest to earth. And the lowest in rank created the earth. Because matter is evil. God cannot touch evil matter. So He had His furthest created being, angel, do creative work. And somewhere in all of this, Christ is one of many deity or star deities or avatars. All world religions tell us, don't get rid of Jesus. Jesus is one of many. You can have your Jesus, but He's only one of many. He's not the only way, truth, and life. He's one of many great spiritual guides God has sent to the earth. We cannot accept that. Jesus is not one of many. He's the only begotten the Father, full of grace and truth. And there's no other way but the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, we can say amen. It's on tape. That'll just keep the folks watching a little more. Hey, this thing was pretty good in person, too. Glory to God. I'm a preacher, teacher, teacher, preacher. So if I see you getting sleepy, I'll go to the amen section. Might be extra credit for one side or the other. Don't know. It may be, may not be. Pay attention. I know you're tired, but God's going to keep us alive tonight. Key word in all of this false philosophy, and on your handout, that blank line there, the word should be philosophy. It should be this word, philosophy. Key word was knowledge, and the Greek word is gnosis, G-N-O-S-I-S, is the Greek word for knowledge or to know. Their means of salvation was a mysterious knowledge or secret information that some angel would tell you. Do you know most of the cults in the world today originate from an angelic messenger that told a certain man this new teaching? The Mormons, Jehovah's Witness, even your world religion, some angel showed up and gave further revelation we needed to have. God has never worked that way since the first century canon of Scripture was closed and the 27 books made a complete Bible in the New Testament. God's not speaking further revelation in North America, South America, or any continent in His world. So knowledge, a secret, mysterious knowledge, by this knowledge, you can come to a mysterious, maybe some of us, not all of us, will find out who God is.